The thumbnail version of 30 by 30 is that this is a proposal by the administration that was laid out in the first days of the Biden presidency. The goal is to conserve 30% of America's lands and waters by the year 2030. So when President Biden signed the executive order, making it so, setting forth that goal, there weren't a lot of details attached. It's important to remember that an executive order is effectively a presidential wish list. And so when we saw the presidential wish list, we knew that we needed to fill in some details. Now, America's cattle and sheep producers, like I said, they're dedicated on a daily basis to the lands and the waters on which they live and produce their livestock, but also those landscapes that have sustained them and their families for generations. And so when the administration is talking about conservation goals on these landscapes, you know, that really starts with our members, with the producers we represent. And so what we don't know so far is what conservation itself is going to mean or where this conservation is going to happen. And so I think the real question is, well, what do we know? We know after having been in weekly, sometimes daily conversations with the administration during this sort of initial period, we know that there's going to be a task force. And the job of this task force is going to be to figure out what counts. Our priority is to make sure that grazing for cattle and sheep is considered as one of these conservation activities. Not only do our producers keep open spaces open, but they keep them healthy. They keep them resilient. They make sure that they are available for recreation and for all of these other multiple uses. And so when the administration sort of transformed this 30 by 30 proposal into the America the Beautiful campaign, our answer to that is fine. Okay, great. Because our producers are the ones who keep America beautiful. They're the ones who protect these iconic American landscapes that when people think about America, when they think about our greatest experiment and our greatest asset, they think of these landscapes. And so as we move forward through figuring out these details of what counts, where it's going to happen, certainly there are going to be some issues to watch. We want the administration to recognize not only that grazing is good, right, but also that conservation is very different than preservation. Preservation puts lands on a shelf and hopes they stay that way forever, and we know that just doesn't work. But conservation is also not acquisition. You can't buy your way into a conservation success. You can't designate your way into a conservation success through monuments or through wilderness. This has to be conservation as a verb, right, as a commitment, an active commitment to the landscape and to the people who make this country and these countries' landscapes so great. This is going to happen through a lot of conversations with this new task force, and it's going to happen over a long time. But thankfully for producers and thankfully for those landscapes, we're in it for the long haul. There's no new issues here. It's just new packaging.